Do, mi, fa, so. Do, do, so, la, so, la, so, do. Do, 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 so, la, fa, do, so. La, so, do, so, do, la, so, do. Do, do, la, so, fa, do, so, do. We ask not that the slave should lie, as lies his master at his ease, beneath a silken canopy, or in the shade of blooming trees. We ask not eye for eye that all, who forged the chain and ply the whip, should feel their torture while the thrall should wield the scourge of mastership. We mourn not that the man should toil, 'tis nature's need, 'tis God's decree. But let the hand that tills the soil be like the wind that fans it free.
I love the abolitionist's hymn. The lyrics, known as the Prayer of the Abolitionist, were written by poet, Unitarian minister, lawyer, merchant, and teacher John Pierpont in 1842. During the 19th century American abolitionist movement, special texts for gatherings were written to inspire, clarify mission, and energize, often sung to tunes like this familiar church melody, Old Hundredth, attributed to the mid-16th century Huguenot composer Loy Bourgeois. The rendition you just heard was sung by Boonville, Missouri musicians Kathy Barton and Dave Pera, two of the great multi-instrumentalists, scholars, and singers in American folk music. The song, sung in four parts with Bob Dyer and Lisa Redfern, appears on their 1995 album of Civil War songs, Johnny Whistle Trigger. I've heard Shape Notes singing for decades at festivals, folk music camps, and community gatherings. In this old form of a cappella choral singing, people face each other in a hollow square, singing four parts: treble, counter, tenor, and bass, with the center standing leader's forearm and hand moving up and down to keep time. At the beginning of each piece, solfege, as in do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, syllables, which you just heard, are attached to certain scale degrees and sung to learn the melody before singing the lyrics. There's also a four-shape system, by the way, referred to as fa, sol, la. Note shapes, such as diamonds and triangles, replace standard oval note heads. So, the singer links a degree of the scale, a shape, and a syllable. The root note, do, or fa, with the four-note system, is movable, which means the song can start in any key or pitch the group desires. The shape system was created to aid singers who could not read music and was conceived in 1801 in the United States, becoming popular in American singing schools, musical conventions, and all-day singing gatherings. The abolitionist's hymn comes from the 1867 book New Harp of Columbia, one of many early shape note books, which contains hymns and anthems still sung to this day. These collections were not necessarily intended for church use, but provided instruction and a repertoire of tunes to be matched to texts of individual denominations. Other books that continue to be used include The Sacred Harp, The Southern Harmony, and The Christian Harmony. In more recent decades, this style of singing has attracted folk music enthusiasts, spreading to festivals and singing gatherings throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. There is something so beautiful about how the abolitionist's hymn is delivered, with its expert, matter-of-fact shape note singing style, the ancient yet frequently used melody, and the heartbreaking and forever relevant lyrics, even if they are a bit archaically patriarchal. All that being said, it's so short and lovely. Let's listen again. Oh, And special thanks to University of Kentucky Emeritus Professor and Shape Note Singer extraordinaire, Ron Penn, for helping me with this segment.
Do, re, fa, sol. Do, do, so, la, so, la, so, do. Do, 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 so, la, fa, do, so. La, so, do, so, do, la, so, do. Do, do, la, so, fa, do, so, do. We ask not that the slave should lie, as lies his master at his ease, beneath a silken canopy, or in the shade of blooming trees. We ask not eye for eye that all, who forged the chain and ply the whip, should feel their torture while the thrall should wield the scourge of mastership. We mourn not that the man should toil, 'tis nature's need, 'tis God's decree. But let the hand that tills the soil be like the wind that fans it free.